You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We are continuing our Growing Pains series on growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley. And now we're going to take a trip to Caldwell to learn about a recent proposal to build homes for farm workers. Our senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, met up with Idaho Press reporter Rachel Spasek at a cornfield by a busy road to learn more.
My name's Rachel Spasek. We are right now off Sunny Slope Road, kind of in between Caldwell and Marsing. We're on 36 acres of, right now it's a dead cornfield. We're in like the Sunny Slope region of Caldwell, so lots of orchards, a few wineries around us, a few smaller homes. So that's where we are.
And what was this land maybe going to be? Where we're standing next to this cornfield, what maybe could it have been?
Yeah, so the Canyon County Commissioners recently heard a zoning proposal for this 36 acres. The proposal was to zone it from ag land to residential housing units. And kind of the goal of the applicant, Greg Troost, was to build 23 units of affordable housing with 1 acre of each unit was beyond 1 acre. And his goal, he's a farmer, he's been a farmer in the county for a while, and he's noticed that farmers are having issues finding affordable housing for their workers. Farm workers are having issues finding affordable housing. There's pretty much one unit of it's kind of recently moved from farm worker specific, but it's affordable housing essentially for farm workers in Caldwell, but it's filled up really quickly. And other than that, if you farm out here, you pretty much have to like have your own housing for your farm workers. So he realized that was an issue, and his goal with this land was to build these 1 acre affordable homes.
And when you say affordable, what do you mean exactly? Would these have been subsidized by the government, or were they just kind of below market or at least at market rates in Caldwell?
Yeah, so I believe that they were going to be below market rates, and the applicant also mentioned that they would qualify for these rural residential loans that are given to people at reduced rates. So that was kind of the goal. And I mean, these wouldn't have been like 100 units of like apartment units. It would be like houses with an acre. And so kind of the goal would be a family first buying a home, like they're working in the fields, they want to stay in Caldwell area, and they would be able to afford this house because that's essentially impossible, he was saying, for a family like that to afford a home.
And room to spread out, a whole acre, as opposed to even rental properties that are closer together potentially. This would be ownership and a little bit of room for each of these families.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in August, so just last month, the 3-person board of Canyon County Commissioners met about this proposal because, as you mentioned, this land needs to be rezoned from agricultural land to residential in order for this to happen. So what happened with that proposal?
Yeah, so I talked to some people in the planning and zoning department before this hearing happened, and they all thought that it would go through because as the county kind of prepares for growth, they have been, you know, moving a good amount of ag land to residential because lots of people are moving into the county. Lots of people want to move into the county. So it seemed like it was a done deal. And then the hearing happened, and there were 2 farmers who farm one of the orchards around us. And they had some serious concerns about residential housing being built here. They were concerned that the residents would kind of be impacted by the pesticide spray they use. They use these giant wind machines, I guess, that might impact the residential units because of sound and because of the cold air blowing on them. So the commissioners kind of, in this case, decided to go in favor of the farmers here because they wanted to preserve their ag land and be able to farm it the way they farmed it all of these years.
So the proposal to build these 1-acre homes that would be purchased potentially by farm workers has been shot down.
Yes, it's been shot down. And the reasoning was that they wanted this specific land to kind of look like the rest of the land around here, which is mostly ag. And so they said multiple times during the hearing, I'm not denying affordable housing, I'm preserving ag land.
It's kind of interesting because we're standing here and yes, there's of course mostly agricultural land when I do the 360 review with my head, but there are some homes right there. So it's not as though folks who live out here don't recognize that they're going to be around ag land if they choose to buy or to live out here. So, I mean, I guess I wonder just how much water that argument holds that they would be that concerned that they'd be hearing so many complaints from residents.
Yeah, that was kind of the applicant's thing too, is it's kind of near some commercial and some residential smaller homes. And yeah, I guess the concern was adding even more would impact the orchard even greater than it's impacting them now. Interesting debate, to say the least.
Okay, so stepping back from this, Rachel, it really seems like this issue does point to kind of two bigger examples. One, on the one hand, balancing the challenges of facing Canyon County. One, how to preserve farmland. And then the other one, how to create affordable housing options for folks. As you mentioned, Canyon County becomes more desirable. More people are moving here for work and to pursue their lives however they want to. Talk to me about this wider issue.
Yeah, definitely. The perspective from farmers, like the applicant in this case, he sees a need. Farmers and farm workers need affordable housing. There's nowhere really in Caldwell that offers, this option that he was proposing anymore. And I mean, a lot of the zoning changes I've heard in the commission, they are kind of these larger family, multifamily homes. Like, lots of people want to move to this area and want kind of a larger home on like a good sized property. So I definitely think the county could be at risk of losing some of its ag land. But I mean, as time goes on, we'll also see, a need for smaller, more affordable housing options here as the city grows.
And so the county commission, they rejected this particular proposal, but have they rejected other ones or have they approved other ones that kind of point to how they're thinking and what proposals in their mind at this point make sense?
Yeah, so they recently approved shortly before this denial, they approved a few residential housing, and that was zoned also from agriculture to residential near Lake Lowell. And they approved those housing units. I'm not sure off the top of my head how many there were, but they were like larger style homes, and they approved that. And like I said, I've kind of sat in a few other land use hearings, and it's unusual that they would deny a residential zoning change.
Okay, so for the most part, they say yes.
Yes, for the most part, they say yes. This one, I think it was, from what I've heard from the commissioners, I think it was the testimony from the farmers that did it for them. Commissioner Leslie Van Beek, who sits on the commission, she is a farmer herself. So I think she was kind of the one immediately, I was like, okay, she's going to vote no. She's going to vote in favor of preserving the ag land. She's a farmer herself. So I think that kind of struck a nerve with her. And then the others, yeah, were just kind of, as the testimony went on, agreed that they needed to preserve this for farmland.
Okay, so if we were to look ahead 5-10 years, this parcel of land, or really any other parcel of land like it in Canyon County, what do you think? Will it eventually be developed, and how soon could that be?
I could definitely see this area, other areas in the county, be moved to residential just because, I mean, we're in a beautiful spot and people want to live here. And like I said, they want these like big homes. Maybe they don't want to live in Boise anymore. They want to get out of the city. Maybe even Boise is too expensive, so they move out here. But, you know, what's there for the workers, you know, as you keep changing these into these like large family homes, you know, you need workers to sustain the people moving here, but then what housing is there for the workers? So I don't know if the county is keeping that in mind as they grow, that they'll also need affordable housing with all of these larger homes that they are planning to get developed. But I definitely see it being more of a problem maybe 5-10 years down the road.
Yeah, and I that also points to an interesting tension too, because as agriculture land moves to residential or commercial land, then there's less land for potentially those farm workers to even work on. I mean,
exactly.
That's down the road a little bit more probably. Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, larger farms will be okay. Kind of these like big name farms, I think will be okay for a while and will still need workers. But then like, where are they gonna house them?
Okay, so from all your reporting on agriculture, how big of a need is it really for this kind of affordable market rate housing for members of the Latino community, but specifically farm workers?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important for farm workers to have housing. I mean, a lot of farm workers in the county do come over from the H-2A program from other countries to work here, and then they go back when harvest season is over, but there is a good amount that wants to stay. And you know, like if you're a farm worker, your wage isn't always like above minimum wage. Sometimes you make minimum wage, and a lot of times, you know, families work on these farms. It's not maybe one person works on the farm and one person has an office job. It's like families work on these farms together, and so you know, what you make minimum wage or a little bit above is what you have to bring home. So you might not be able to afford some of the houses being built in the county these days.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
And that was our Frankie Barnhill speaking with Idaho Press reporter Rachel Spacek. You can listen back to this and any of our other interviews in this series by going to boisestatepublicradio.org. Up next, a visit with the homebuyer in Napa. I'm Demi Gaudet, listening to Idaho Matters.